Each Musaf got its own set of blowing. A Brisa says the Pasuk of Rosh Chodeshim teaches that on Rosh Chodesh one only blows for Rosh Chodesh. How is this learned from the Pasuk? So Abai explains, the Pasuk tells us to compare Rosh Chodesh of all months to each other. This teaches that each Rosh Chodesh must have the same amount of blows, even if one of them falls on a Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ashi said the word Chodeshim is written in the singular, and the word Uvarashe is written in the plural. The Pasuk is teaching us that even on the month where the first of the month is plural, meaning it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Rosh Chodesh, it must still only get one set of blowing. V'ekmar Abraisa lists the Shira that was sung on each day of Chol HaMoed, then says that if any day of Chol HaMoed falls on Shabbos, only the Shira of Shabbos is said on that day, with the result that the Shira of the last day is never sung after Shabbos. This continues where it left off. Now, according to Rav Acha, this is not right, because if each Musaf gets its own set of blowing, surely it should get its own Shira as well, to Yufta of Rav Acha. V'ekmar Rav Acha had brought a Pasuk and a Brisa that supports this halachas. How can we just say Tiyufta? So Rav Avinah said, the Pasuk and the Brisa teach that the blows should be lengthened so that they're done during both offerings, but they don't mean that there's another set of blowing. The Rabbanon of Kisri and Rav Acha answered that they teach that the Brisa and the Pasuk teach that there should be additional blowers, but not that there are additional set of blowings. Frak the Gemara, in Chutz La'aretz, where there are 2 days of Yom Tov, which day do we mention in our Musaf davening on the days of Chol HaMoed? Our first day Chol HaMoed is truly the second day, and therefore needs to mention the Musaf of the third day, but no mention of the second day was ever made yet. So Abaye said we don't make mention of the second day, and we skip straight to the third day. Rava said on the first day Chol HaMoed we mention the second day, and never make mention of the seventh day, meaning on the seventh day we're already mentioning the sixth day, and then we skip. The Gemara says that the Braisa mentioned above must follow Rava, because it says that the last day Shir is what is not sung, which is like Rava said, making mention of the Musaf. A Meimer instituted in Arda that mention should be made of the previous day and of the actual day that it truly is. Zak, the Mishnah, the Musaf on the first day of Sukkot consisted of 13 parim, 2 elim, and 1 sar, each of which was offered by a different mishmar of the 24 mishmars of the Kehanim. The remaining 14 kvasim were offered by the remaining 8 mishmars, with 6 of those 8 mishmars bringing 2 of the kvasim, and the remaining 2 mishmars bringing 1 each. Each successive day of Sukkot, there was 1 less par brought by the Musaf compared to the preceding day. Therefore, each day there was 1 more mishmar that had to be added to the mishmars bringing the 14 kvasim. Depending on how many mishmars were included in that group, they would divide so that each group brought 1, and some of them brought a second kevis as well. On the seventh day, there were 40 mishmaris who were left for the kvasim, and they therefore each brought 1 kevis. On Shmini Atzeres, the Musaf consisted of only 1 par, 1 aisle, 1 sar, and 7 kvasim. Therefore, the mishmaris who would offer were decided based on a gairo. Regarding the offering of the parim on Sukkot, it was done on a rotation of the mishmaris so that no mishmar would offer a bull 2 days in a row. Frak the Gemara, should we say that the Mishnah only follows Rebbe, who says in the Braisa that a new goyel was made for the Musaf on Shmini Atzeres? The Rabbanon of the Braisa say that one of the 2 Mishmaris who didn't end up having the chance to offer a bull 3 times on Sukkot would bring the power on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says the Mishnah may could follow the Rabbanon. The Mishnah means that there was a goyel between these 2 Mishmaris to decide who would bring the power. Frak the Gemara Braisa says every Mishmar would bring a power 3 times except for 2 Mishmaris. Must we say that this only follows Rebbe, because according to the Rabbanon, one of those 2 Mishmaris brought the power of Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara says the Braisa may follow the Rabbanon. The Braisa is only referring to the parim of Sukkot, not to the parim of Shmini Atzeres. The point of the Braisa is to teach that the offering of the parim was done on a rotation basis. Zakhtar Maravilleza said that there were a total of 70 parim offered on Sukkot. These 70 parim corresponded to the 7 nations of the world and brought a kapara for them. The 1 par offered on Shmini Atzeres corresponded to Klal Yisrael. It's comparable to a king who throws a long massive banquet. When it's over, he tells his closest friends, stay with me for a small private meal after the banquet so that we can spend some special time together. That's what Hashem is saying to us Yidden on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yochanan said, the goyim don't even realize what they've lost. As long as the Beis Hamikdash understood, they would get a kapara from the parim of Sukkot. Now they have no way of getting a kapara. Zak the Mishnah, during the Shalosh Regalim, all the Mishmaris of the Kehanim would share equally in the Amorim of the Karbonis and the splitting of Lechem Maponim of the Shabbos that fell on Yom Tov. If Shavuos, on which Ashtei Lechem was brought, fell on Shabbos, the Kohen who would give out the portions to the Kehanim would give each Kohen a piece of the Lechem Maponim and a piece of Ashtei Lechem. Zak the Mishnah, the Mishmar whose week fell on the week of the Yom Tov would be the ones to offer all the Karbonis that were not a function of the Yom Tov. They would therefore bring the Tamidim, all voluntary Karbonis that were brought, any Karbonis Tzibur, and would offer all. What does that mean? We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Said the Kahanim shared equally in the Amorim. The Rav Chisda said the Mishnah used the word Amorim in the sense of Amur. That was what was stated, meaning that they split the Karbanos, which the Torah stated must be brought on the Yom Tov. Abraisa says, Zaktimar, the Pasuk says, Uva b'chol avas nafshoi v'sheiris. This teaches that any kohen may offer the karbanos for the Yom Tov. One may think that this is true for the karbanos of the entire year. The pasuk therefore says, me'achad she'arecho. This teaches that it's only true at a time when all the Yidden are in one gate, meaning are in Yerushalayim altogether to be other regal. Mishnah said, "Uvechilek lechem aponim v'chulu." Brisa says the pasuk says that chelak kechelak yechelu teaches that the kahanim divide the eating of lechem aponim, even though it's not brought specifically for the yom tiv, just like they divide the doing of the avodah on the yom tiv. However, we learn from another pasuk that they would not divide any avodahs that are not done specifically for the yom tiv. Such avodahs belong to the mishmar whose turn fell out that week.